Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know me as Benjamin Franklin, statesman, inventor, founding father. But back in 1720, when I was 14 years of age, I was just plain Ben. Of course, even then, I had my own way of doing things. Hear that? No, in those days, it wasn't the countryside. It was smack dab in the middle of Boston. Boston Common, to be precise. The first public park in the colonies, set aside for folks to graze their livestock and trade stories. Most neighborly place indeed.
Hear ye, hear ye! James Franklin, publisher of the New England Courant and printer of lies and libel against the royal governor, is hereby sentenced to be placed in these here stocks, his head and hands under lock and key until further notice.
It was also the site of the pillory, where unfortunate souls were punished by locking them in the stocks. There they spent hours taunted by the mob, and those were the lucky ones. It was also the site of public hangings from an ancient elm tree.
James!
Ben, come away. There's nothing you can do here.
That's my brother locked in there. I can't turn my back on him.
Why not? What did he ever do for you except force you to work like a mule?
That's between James and me. His only crime was printing the truth, and the words he printed were mine. Leave him alone. He's for freedom of speech. A free press, aren't you?
Ben, please, come away. Can't you see this mob was bought and paid for by the governor?
Make way! Make way for the governor's representative!
Who's that on the horse?
Thaddeus Templeton. He's even worse than his father.
James Franklin. My father, the governor, is a reasonable man. He has no wish to silence the press or stifle free speech.
Then why am I locked up like this?
Your fate is in your hands. Reveal the whereabouts of Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good, and you can go free.
It was then that James spotted me in the crowd. I stared at my brother. He stared back at me. All he had to say was my name, and he was a free man. I held my breath, not knowing what he would do.
Tell your father, James Franklin can't be bought, and neither can a free and independent press.
He protected me.
Let him go!
Let him go!
Following James's brave words, my friends rallied the crowd against Thaddeus as I made my way to the stocks to thank my brother.
I won't forget you, James. I'll clear your name if it's the last thing I do.
Ben, there's one thing, just one.
Yes, James, anything.
Keep printing the paper.
More ink.
Here, Ben.
More paper.
Got it, Ben.
More coffee!
We're all out, Ben. We've been at it for hours.
Maybe we should start again in the morning.
By then, the governor will have shut us down. No, the paper has to be on the street by daybreak.
The ink's still wet, but here's the first copy.
Special edition in the name of James Franklin, with a word from Mrs. Silence Do-Good.
Read what she says, Ben.
Dear reader, of course, I'm just an old woman, so what do I know, politics? But I do know my Bible and the story of little David and his harp. How he played for the king, and the king loved him for it.
Until little David put words to his music, and the king didn't like him. Then the king stopped loving David. He was jealous of David. He even tried to kill little David. But you know how the story ends, don't you? The old king died, and little David became king. The greatest king of them all. And so, even though I'm just an old widow woman, I say a wise king ought to listen to what he don't like. Yours truly, Mrs. Silence Do-Good. I thought we'd put a stop to this nonsense by arresting James Franklin.
The younger brother is worse than he is.
They've already begun to read Silence Do-Good in London. If more of this drivel makes its way across the pond, the Crown will think I'm losing my grip on the colony.
That's why it's so important to find the treasure.
Did you say treasure?
How long have you been standing there, Felicity?
Father, is that what all the secrecy and whispering has been about?
Felicity, this is not your concern.
But Father...
Go to your room, I command it.
Father...
Now!
Gary.
This Silence Do-Good is contagious. She's even infected my own daughter. Close that door. You're right about the treasure, Thaddeus. It must be found. Soldiers cost money, and loyal soldiers cost even more.
And once you have the soldiers, what then, Father?
With my own personal militia, I can declare martial law, crack down on the press, restrict freedom of speech, and restore order throughout the colony.
And get rich in the bargain.
Blast it, boy! This is about more than money. It's about respect, reputation, rank. The Crown will bring me home to England in triumph and reward me with a peerage. Lord Templeton at last.
Felicity's future and mine are at stake, not just yours. Unless we find that treasure before Veracity Quince gets his hands on it, we stand to lose everything.
Your point?
We've tried it your way, Father. And frankly, your way hasn't worked. Now it's time to try mine.
Sold out, Ben!
Every last copy of the paper.
Made enough to pay for a roast beef dinner.
With Yorkshire pudding.
But not enough to pay for a good lawyer. And meantime, James is being held without trial.
Where do we get that kind of money?
It's waiting for us, just a few miles off Boston Harbor.
The treasure! You ready to retrieve it?
Maybe it took something like this to show us what that treasure is for. Not just to buy a house with an indoor privy and feather bed. We can hire the best lawyer in Boston and purchase our own freedom and that of our friends. Just think, with enough Spanish gold, we can purchase the freedom of young indentured servants throughout the colony.
Yeah! Yeah!
We'll be heroes!
Rich heroes!
Fiona too?
Fiona too.
Yeah!
There's only one problem. The treasure is still on Little Brewster Island.
So?
So, what John means is... we need a boat.
I waited until dark and returned to the harbor. As luck would have it, a longboat was tied to the pier. I suppose James would have called it stealing.
There it is.
But then, James was in no position to criticize. Just as I started to untie it, I heard someone coming. The last person I expected to see.
Mr. Franklin, are you stealing that boat?
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
I beg your pardon? Miss Templeton, what are you doing here all alone? This is no place for...
No place for a girl? Is that what you were about to say? And where exactly is my place, Mr. Franklin? In London, where my father intends to send me to marry a man I've never met but who belongs to the right family, and I can help my father receive the title and estate he values more than his own daughter. Can you blame me for sneaking out of that house for a bit of fresh air and a chance to dream of another life? A life of my own?
I
cat got your tongue? Can't you say something?
You're a wonder, Miss Templeton. A world's wonder.
I am.
Has no one ever told you that?
No, Mr. Franklin. You're the first.
Get used to it. You just taught me a valuable lesson.
And what's that?
You made me see that my friends and I aren't the only ones who were indentured. For all your privilege, you were as much in need of freedom as we are.
You there.
Oh, no.
Stay where you are. Think you can put one past old Pete? I've been harbor master these past 16 years. Knows a thief when I sees one.
Me? A thief?
Fixing to steal that there longboat, weren't you, boy? Well, not on my watch, you're not.
Wait, I can explain.
You'll explain it to the constable.
Hey, get your hands off me!
Excuse me. I think I can explain.
And who, pray tell, are you, girl?
Oh, dear. Just look at my reflection in this looking glass. All the wind in my hair, and this altar has wreaked havoc with my complexion. My dear father, the governor, wouldn't recognize me himself.
Your father?
Felicity Templeton. Charmed. This young gentleman was just giving me a tour of the harbor. I doubt that Daddy would appreciate you rudely accusing my guide of attempted theft.
No, miss. You're welcome to the use of the longboat. With my compliments.
You are too kind. And here's something for your trouble.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Sorry.
It seems I am in your debt, Miss Templeton.
My name's Felicity.
Mine's Ben.
Tell me, Benjamin. Do you need the longboat to search for the treasure?
You know about the treasure?
I only know my father and my brother want it, in the worst way. Good night.
Wait! May I ask one more favor?
That would depend.
The loan of your looking glass. It might come in handy for one of my experiments.
So it's strictly for science?
Strictly.
In that case, I'll consider it my donation.
Thank you, Miss Felicity.
My pleasure, Ben. Please tell Mr. Veracity Quince I wish him luck, and Mrs. Duca that I very much appreciate her writing.
Pull! Pull!
I'm pulling!
Are you saying the governor's daughter came to your rescue?
Why should she help you?
Maybe because she's not different from us. Keep rowing.
Except she lives in a mansion.
And her father's the governor.
And her brother's worse.
Keep rowing, I said. The storm's about to hit. Keep your eyes on the prize.
I can see the island from here, dead ahead.
Then imagine a world where men and women are judged by who they are and what they do, and not by some accident of birth. The treasure can help make that world a reality. It's a start anyway. Ah! Faster, row faster, I said.
Ben! We're rowing as fast as we can.
Not fast enough. We'll have to swim for it.
Swim? Are you daft?
Hold him, Ned. Don't let him jump.
I've got him. What's wrong with you, Ben Franklin?
What are you afraid of?
Who?
Me? Afraid? Pulling Neptune, we're done for.
Ben Franklin, I don't believe it. You're afraid of lightning?
No, I wouldn't say.
Len Ho!
It's true. Ever since I was a small child, I did have a slight fear of lightning. I, who longed to harness nature in the service of mankind, felt helpless when Zeus's thunderbolts came crashing from the sky. But thankfully, we made it to the island just before the storm hit.
Make sure you tie the boat down. It's our only way off the island.
Don't you worry about the boat. Just point me to that treasure.
What does the letter say, Ben?
Hold the lantern steady. It says the ship ran aground among rocks like these 75 years ago, but that was long before anyone thought of building a lighthouse.
Look, there's the construction site. The stonework tower is almost finished.
Must be 100 feet tall.
What if the treasure is buried beneath? How will we ever find it?
If the treasure was buried where the lighthouse now stands, someone would have found it when they laid the foundation.
Here comes the rain! It'll wash away the ink!
He's right. The letter will be lost and the treasure with it. Hurry up and read it.
There's something written here about a rock formation.
So what? Rocks are everywhere.
In the shape of a whale.
Oh, is that all? We just have to find some rocks that stood here 75 years ago in the shape of a...
There she blows!
What is it, Sam?
There,
by the cave. Can't you see it? Those rocks look just like...
The head of a whale!
Here it is. We made it. The sea must have carved out this cave 1,000 years ago, the perfect place to hide something.
Too perfect. The entrance is blocked by a giant boulder.
We'll never move it.
Never say never, Sam. I've been wondering when you wharf rats were going to need me. Well, now's my time.
Ned, can you move that boulder?
Of course he can, or what good are all those muscles for?
Stand aside and let me at it.
It won't budge. You did your best, Ned. It's not your fault.
Remind me what we're looking for.
Gold. Spanish gold.
And what are we gonna buy with it?
Freedom!
And maybe a bit of roast beef, too?
All you can eat, Ned.
That's all I want to know.
You did it, Ned!
If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it.
Not bad for a muscle-bound oaf.
Where's that lantern?
Careful, Ben. Don't slip. Do you see something, Ben?
There's a deep pool of water, clear as can be.
Is it there? Can you see it?
Holy Neptune! There's something glittering in the water!
Glittering? Did he say glittering?
Glittering? Like gold!
Gold! He said gold!
The treasure! We found it!
We found it!
We found it!
Great stories like the one you're listening to, visit bestrobotever.com. You know, I'm thinking about starting another one of these podcasts where I rail against the injustices of the crown and also discuss my favorite flavors of ice cream.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.